Fast forward to the late 20th century and the revolution in communication that computer science brought, the internet and cell phones specifically. Now we can call anyone on a device we carry in our pockets or send instant messages via all sorts of devices. And with all of this, new technology came the need for security and confidentiality. Fortunately, if we are careful and abide by security protocols, we can communicate, secretly, with others and our messages will not be seen or heard by others. Enter Dirty Talk. Couples can now send erotic messages and photos to each other 24 hours a day, as a type of digital foreplay for when they finally come together, pardon the pun. And couples of all gender identities do it, including gay guys of course. So how do you become a master of gay dirty talk and how do you get your guy to respond as you want him to? As they say in fancy restaurants, it's all in the presentation. Here's some straight talk about gay dirty talk and some samples of talking dirty you can use or edit for your unique purposes. Before you begin your dirty talk, relationships go through stages, and gay guy couples are no different than any others. Early on in a relationship, you are just getting to know your man and you may not be sure how hot and dirty your talk and or messages should be. Be cautious with your words so you don't come on too strong until you know that truly dirty talk will be welcome. Stick to flirty messages and see what kind of response you get. Graduate to higher levels of dirty talk as you keep getting positive responses and the same kinds of dirty talk from your guy. Once you are involved, dirty talk is no problem. Now you're ready to share some of the thoughts and fantasies that you have during times when you are apart. It's time to share what you will do to your guy and what you want your guy to do to you. It's time to be as graphic as you both want to be, in the morning, the middle of the day, at night, and even in those wee hours when you can't sleep thinking about him. And dirty talk isn't made for just phone calls and messaging. Save some amazing sexy phrases for when you and your guy are together. To lean into your man when you are face to face across the dinner table at a restaurant. To whisper in his ear when you are at a social event. To say firmly but lovingly when you are alone together, and your guy is looking oh so cute while absorbed in work across the room. To gently say when you have eye and hand contact while in the shower together. To get your man, and yourself, hot and ready when you first come together and take time to play with each other. Throughout your sex, until you both reach orgasm. During that afterglow time when you talk about how amazing the sex was. In short, dirty talk should play a big role in your sexual relationship if you want to keep that relationship exciting and hot. There is no best time for dirty talk, it's whenever you have something to say to your guy partner to create sexual tension. Should you practice dirty talk? How did you learn math as a kid? How did you figure out how to write sentences, paragraphs, and then essays? How did you master anything you can do well today? You learned by practice, right? Well, if you are a newbie to dirty talk, then, yes, you have some practice to do. It's the key to carrying this off with a bit of finesse. Dirty talk can be awkward at first if you aren't used to it. The words won't just flow off of your tongue and make you a sexy talk wonder. And the same goes for your guy too. So, how do you practice this art? Here are some things you can do. Make a list of the things you want to do to your guy or that you want him to do to please you. Create some phrases around those listed things. Start with such intros like, I can't wait to, or, I am thinking about, or, I get hard just thinking about. Practice these created phrases until you feel comfortable saying them. Do it in front of a mirror if this will be the talk when you are together. Don't reinvent the wheel. There are plenty of internet resources for samples of dirty talk. You can use them just as they are or change them up for what you are comfortable with. Below you will find lots of samples of talk that you can use on your guy. Take them and refine them to fit your current situation. Focus on what you know works. Pay attention to what turns your man on and save those little phrases for future use. As you create and practice your hot talk, remember that you have to be comfortable with what you will be saying. That's the key to making your man love what you are saying. You can't be a superstar of sexy talk unless those phrases roll off your tongue and into a message, online or in person, that just feels right. Stick with talk that you can deliver with ease and finesse. Sample sexy and graphic messages. Let's say you have begun an online relationship with a guy and things have progressed to the point where you are engaged in some pretty hot messaging. And maybe that relationship has even progressed to the point where you are seeing each other in person and have had some amazing sex. You want to keep this relationship going so that both of you are excited about where it may end up. How cool is this? And let's dispel this myth right off the bat. Gay guys do get turned on and excited by messages from other guys. It's not something just appreciated by females. Men really are flattered by raunchy talk from someone they love. So, let's focus on some of that dirty messaging you can give to your guy to turn him on. Here's a huge list you can use verbatim or edit to your liking. I can't stop thinking about your tight ass and what I want to do to loosen it up. I don't want to play nice. I want to get down and dirty with you in bed tonight. Guess what I plan to do to your hole tonight? Hint, it involves some special toys I have. I'm still thinking about you blowing me last night. How soon can we do it again? I remember the feeling of you sucking on my balls, and my body is screaming for more. How soon till you can take my banana in your mouth or in your hole? Ya better get some rest cause I am gonna keep you up all night. I am eating a banana right now and guess what I am thinking about? The ass lick you gave me last night is what I am thinking about right now. Getting hard just thinking about it. I can still taste your cum in my mouth. How soon can I blow you again? I had to take my underwear off because just thinking of sex play with you has made it all wet. You're going to love what I do to turn you on tonight. I have a problem. My hard-on won't go down until my banana is in you. I'm in the middle of a meeting and can't stand up. Want to know why? I am thinking about that blowjob you're going to give me tonight. Bring the lube tonight, my tight hole is ready. I can't wait to leave work and screw your brains out. You don't have to go crazy. Pick just a pair of these phrases that drive men wild. If you turn your man on, you can try the rest later. Not enough? Here's more that guys will love. Did your man like those? These phrases will also turn them on fast. I'm ready to squirt some whipped cream in you and suck it all out. How about you? I'm going to take a shower now. If you were here, think of the amazing play that would happen. My balls actually ache from thoughts of you. How do you plan to ease my pain? My bed is screaming for your presence. My body in there is just not enough. I'm ready to dirty those sheets again. Let's jack off that party and jack each other instead. Tonight, I'm your slave. What will be your pleasure? Tonight I'm going to lick your whole body. Wonder what spot will give the most pleasure. Let's pretend we're porn stars in bed tonight. Let's pretend your butt is a sandwich and I'm the sausage in between the slices. Thinking about your sexy underwear and even more what's inside, front and back. Let's pretend my dick is a Tootsie Roll Pop and see how long you can lick it before I explode. We're going to pretend my hips are a hammer and my dick is a nail, and I'm going to nail you while hearing you groan. So here's my fantasy. You are sitting in a chair and I back down onto you, hearing your groans as I practice really fast squats. Can you picture it? Enough with the talk. When I see you today, it's all play and body exploration with a single focus on the best time of our lives. Here's a hint. I'm going to pretend to be a proctologist and you are my patient. Imagine what I'll do to your body. I have a pair of handcuffs just waiting for you. Of course, men have varying tastes. You will soon figure out exactly what drives him wild. This should get you started. Now what? You are now comfortable with dirty and sexy talk and can deliver it with ease. Even those more graphic terms like lick, blow, dick, and nuts and graphic descriptions of sex acts with guys. But you are also looking for responses that are just as graphic and will turn you on too. So, how do you get other guys to do this? Here are a few tips. Stroke the ego. A guy can't resist that. It's hard for guys to ignore talk that boosts their egos. And most will relish physical compliments. In your messaging, be sure to speak to the physical features that make them so sexy and their body so appealing. It's hard for anyone to not respond when their egos are built up so much. Tell him how much you are turned on by him. Again, it's hard for anyone to ignore being told that they are so appealing that someone else is creaming their pants over them. It's another ego boost, of course, but even more, it gets him thinking about what it would be like to get together with you and enjoy your body too. Ask him questions. It's hard for people not to respond when asked questions, especially from someone they have been talking to or flirting with. You can ask pointed questions such as what the best sex was they ever had or what is their sexiest fantasy. Once they have responded to those types of questions, you are probably being given the go-ahead to talk about what you would like to do to him to fulfill that fantasy or to make his best sex even better. Tell him what you want to do to him in graphic ways. You want to paint a picture with language, not a paintbrush. So, you will need to provide enough detail that he can visualize what you are describing and, with luck, get turned on too. Instead of, "I see myself blowing you," how about, "I am going to taste your dick with my tongue, wrap my mouth around it, and, deep throat, you till I can swallow your cum." Talk about taking clothes off or being naked. Again, be detailed in your descriptions. Maybe you are messaging your guy from home and are totally naked. Tell him so. Describe how it's a good thing you have nothing on because your hard-on is so big it would be busting through your bikini underwear. Many men are visual thinkers and this will get right through to them. And there's nothing wrong with sending a picture of yourself in your bikini and out of it. Just be cautious about which men you send this to. And be sure to talk about any photo he may send you. Tell him he's even sexier than you imagine. Then tell him how that sexier than imagined physique can come into your bed and see what pops up. Don't just stick to serious talk, have some laughs. Sex play should involve fun and humor. And showing your sense of humor through your talk will give the impression that you want to have some fun, play, and humor during sex too. Most guys find that appealing and are more likely to respond. Besides, if the pair of you don't share a sense of humor, the rest of your relationship is going to be miserable. Practice makes perfect. It's an old saying but true. The first few times you try talking dirty to other guys may not come across with the vibe you are trying to craft. Not to worry, you'll get better with every session. Begin by thinking of how you would want someone to talk to you, craft some phrases and sentences, and practice them until they feel natural to you. If anything doesn't seem natural, change it up until it does. You want to sound genuine. With time, you'll become a true master, and leave your partner wanting to hear more.